Hello. So, it is currently 3:42 in the evening where I am, and I'm currently sipping on Stella Rosa peach flavor wine. It's very tasty. Highly recommend it for your next fancy dinner party that you host. I'm currently eating it with a cheese board because it's 5 o'clock somewhere and mama wanted to drink, so. Let's see. Today we're talking about K-pop songs that are always on repeat, aka the songs that I can play over and over again without getting tired of hearing them. Yeah, they are the best songs in my opinion. And I have a total of about 20 songs. I have 5 from BTS, 5 from EXO because they are my main bias groups. And then I have 10 from various other groups. And I would like to mention right now that no one is promoting me to like these certain songs. Big Hit, SM Entertainment, Cube Entertainment, JYP Entertainment, Jellyfish, I don't even know who's in this list, but, no promo. So, these are just my honest opinions while I am sitting here kind of wine tipsy at 3:43 in the afternoon. So, let's get started. We're gonna start with BTS today. And the first song that comes to mind is House of Cards from the Most Beautiful Moment in Life album Part 2 that was released in November of 2015. This song is number 1 on this list currently because, one, the vocals. Man, if you listen to the full version, Jimin has this beautiful high note and he goes into it. Like, the whole vocal line of BTS just has so much soul in their voices with this song, and it's just beautiful. Like, I cried the first time I heard the full version. Like, it's great. It's great. Continuing on the Most Beautiful Moment in Life trend, we have Love Is Not Over, Part 1. That was originally released in April 2015 as an outro, just like House of Cards was, and the full release came out in the Young Forever album in May of 2016. And like with House of Cards, it's more of a vocal line dominant song. And it's just so beautiful. Like the soft beats in it, the harmonization between vocal line is just does something. Very good. Then also from The Most Beautiful Woman in Life Part 1 album is Hold Me Tight. Now, this is a song that doesn't get a lot of recognition in the BTS army, as I've come to see. I think they only performed it live a few times, and they haven't done it since. But I like Hold Me Tight. It's kind of more somber, has great beat to it, like you could snap your fingers to it, just kind of jam out, you know. And the harmonies with vocal line is so good in the song, and Yoongi's verse specifically in Hold Me Tight, it's just it's so good, so good. I wish I could play these songs for you, but I can't because copyright. Great. The fourth BTS song is not one on official album. It's never been recorded and released on an album, and I'm sure you can know what it is, and that song is Bang, June 11th, 2018, from Festa, Muster. Rap line dominant, and that's all you need to know. I'm sure if you know BTS, you know Dang. You know they be dropping panties left and right with that song. It's great. Not the type of song you could have sex to, but definitely that, like, pop-off song in the car, you know, where you're just jamming out and you're pretending like you know what you're doing, but you don't. Great. And the last BTS song is Her, the Her outro from the Love Yourself Her album, released in September 2017. Again, another rap line dominant. Unlike Dang, where it's panty dropping, this one's more... I guess it's kind of more... like, kind of just a jamming song, you know? Like, you can just nod your head along to it and just kind of jam out, listen to it. And Olive Rapline vocalizes in it, which is very nice. I never heard Yoongi sing before that. And of course, Hoseok, my angel baby, he sings, and he has a beautiful voice. Like, we need to put a petition on Big Hit to make J-Hope sing more. Like, if you've seen his live performances of Mama and him just getting into it with that choir in the background, like, boy can sing and he needs more singing parts. Fight me on this. Anywho, let's move on to EXO. The first EXO song that comes to mind is Artificial Love from the Exact album from June 2016. Whew. I remember hearing this song for the first time. It was like 2 in the morning. I was listening to the full album. I was about to fall asleep. Then this song comes on with like that pulsing beat. And you get that techno sound with the artificial love, and it's like, whew, I'm awake now, bitch, what you gotta say? Talk to me. And, artificial love is about artificial love, and I can never relate to an EXO song more than this. It's like, one lyric in particular got me hooked. It's before the chorus, and I guess you could call it a bridge, but it's not really a bridge, it's before the chorus, and it's, she don't love me making artificial love. And it's like, me too, EXO, me too. I don't like it when they make that artificial love. Like, give me the true thing. Like, give me the real tea here. Like, I don't want none of that fake stuff. Like, just give me the real thing. I don't want it artificially. Okay. Next EXO song. Moonlight. Which I didn't know about until I purchased the Exology Chapter 1, The Lost Planet album in 2015 or 2016, I forget when it was. But it released in December 2014, and it was their first live album. And Moonlight's only featured on that album. Like, you can't find it nowhere else. It was an exclusive thing for the live first ever album they released. Correct me if I'm wrong. Someone please tell me. In my Tumblr, if this is not the only place it was released, because, man, I love this song. It's a ballad, and it's sensual. Like, you can body roll to that stuff. And if you've seen the live performance, they have the chairs. And you know a song's real when they get the chairs, and they start moving on the chair, and, like, dancing with the chair, like, doing some kind of striptease thing. Ooh, man. Like, not only is it beautiful with Dio's high notes, and the harmonization between Baekhyun and Chen, doing the stop, 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 stop. Pardon my bad singing, but it's so good. Moonlight is just highly recommend if you love ballads. Love Me Right XO from the Love Me Right repackaged album in June 2015. Love Me Right's just that feel good song, you know. It's very Michael Jackson vibes, very uppity, very summer song. Like, you can roll your tops down in your car, roll your windows down, and just let that song play. It's just a nice feel-good song. You can dance to it and jam out to it. Very good, very good. EXO El Dorado, again, from the Love Me Right repackaged album. When I first heard El Dorado, it was when I was watching their live performance of it with the lightsabers. I was like, whew. Man, they be wielding them lightsabers around. This song is pounding. This song is tight as fuck. It is so, so good. It's like, that's a song you aggressively, like, dance to in your room at, like, 1 in the morning. Like, that song goes hard, and it doesn't care. Like, that song will punch you in the damn face, and it will continue on its merry way, doing its own thing. Just, oof, very great. And the last EXO song, My Lady, from the XOXO album, released in June of 2013. EXO has a pattern of releasing stuff in June. Did you notice that? It's like either in June or it's either in December. I don't know why SM does this. I guess because summer tunes, and then I guess Christmas season, you buy an album for your loved one or your friend or whatever. Okay, SM, we see you. Trying to do that marketing strategy. But My Lady's from their first album, and it's one of the last tracks on the album, and it's very, if I was to describe this song, it would be like a mix between something kind of classic, you know, like, not like Frank Sinatra classic, but like, maybe a mix between like something Jersey Boys would do, but not like the poppy Jersey Boys, like the slow Jersey Boys, like the My Eyes Adore You Jersey Boys, with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. But also a mix between, like, something that comes from, like, the 50s, you know what I mean? But it sounds modern, with their voices harmonizing and singing. I don't know what it is. Like, the music itself is very simple. It's just, it sounds, to me, at least, it sounds like guitar, piano, and then a little bit of drums, and that's it. Like, their vocals do most of the talking. It's not an acapella, but I'm sure if they did an acapella, whew, girl, it would sound amazing. Like, the one part in tempo where they just go acapella. It'd be great. I'm just saying, SM, bring back My Lady, because it was a banger. Okay, now let's go on to the miscellaneous songs category. First up is Block B, and the song is called Toy, from the My Zone album released in 2016. Now, Block B is a very interesting band for me, because Block B is either very hit or miss. To me, either their songs are so good and amazing, or their songs are just awful. Like, there's no in-between for me for Block B. There's never, like, an okay song, where, like, I'll listen to it a couple times, but then, like, kind of leave it alone. No, it's either I listen to it once and never listen to it again, or I listen to it once and then it's on repeat for a long, long time. And Toy, it's not your stereotypical Block B. Toy is a slower song. Toy is a more emotional song. And it has to be my favorite comeback of Block B before they disbanded. Rest in peace, Block B. I don't know what it is. Like, it's so sentimental. Like, it sounds like they're conveying so much emotion and true feeling in this song. And I adore it. Like, go on you, Block B, for releasing your slow song. Like, I appreciate that. Like, I love your hard-hitting stuff, but go slow. Get sensual with it. Get a little sad. Appreciate it. Next is NCT U, Baby Don't Stop, from the NCT 2018 album in 2018. Now, some people be like, Jermaine, storyteller. NCTU only has Ten and Taeyong in it. It's only two people. And to them I say, ya point? Man, they killed that song and they killed that comeback. Like, oof, that one's a sexy song. You can make babies to that song. It has a great beat. Ten's sensual vocals just ring out. Taeyong's rapping, like, and then that music video where they're looking like Michael Jackson and they're doing the moves with their bodies and they don't have their shirts on. Like, yes, baby, don't stop. Don't stop, boys. Like, we need to bring back that subunit. Like, I want another NCTU 10 and Taeyong song. Like, I would do anything for that. Like, anything. Maybe not kill, but I would definitely beg for it. Like, not even gonna lie, it's that good, guys. What's going on, guys? No. But seriously, I'm in love with that song. Like, I can play that multiple times in a row without getting tired of it. Next, Mamamoo. My girls, Mamamoo. Like, I love them so much. And the song is... Man, I should have done this sober. I can't read this. Decalcomanie. I know it's French. I don't know if I should know how to say this, but my mind can't think right now. It's the French one that starts with a D. I'm sure y'all, if you know Mamamoo, would know it. Decalcomanie is what? Decalcomanie, sure, close enough. From the Memory album in 2016. Man, when this music video came out, I about had a damn heart attack. My bisexual heart cannot take it, seeing my girls up there in that screen looking sexy as hell. Like, I ain't gonna lie. And them girls are wearing suits, too. And Let me tell you something. A girl in a suit is about the hottest thing in this world. Like, fight me. There's nothing hotter than a beautiful woman with confidence in a suit. Like, oof. Like, my heart was gone. Like, the song's great. Moonbyul's rapping in it is Solar and Wien's harmony, Hwasa looking, whew, and there's just so much sexual imagery in that song too, in that music video. Like, they got the fruit expanding, juice, like, from the fruit, like, flying, and blush powder particles flying in the air. It's like, okay, we know what you're trying to allude to, we get it, we got you. And the song's so good, the harmonies, the rapping, like, yes, Mamamoo. If you haven't checked out any Mamamoo at all, please do. Those girls need so much more recognition. Like, best girl group in K-pop changed my mind. Besides 21. Mamamoo is the modern K-pop queens. Like, changed my mind. Ain't gonna change it. next song, Zico and Zion T, Eureka, from the Gallery album in 2015. Eureka gives me those New Orleans vibes. Like, that's all I gotta say. There's brass, there's trumpet, there's maybe not saxophone, trombone, at least to my ear it sounds like there's a little trombone thrown in there, and it's great. It's fun, you can dance to it, it's sexy, the music video at least. I think it's a 19 plus rating in Korea, I don't know. But it's, if you like rap, like K-rap. If you like K-rap, Zico and Zion T, Eureka, like, and you like the jazzy kind of sound, that song's for you. So good. Next is EXID's Hot Pink, released on their Street album in 2016. Now, I'm just now getting into EXID. I never really liked them until maybe until the end of, like, 2018. But EXID needs more credit. Like, they've had a lot of hardship. And really, the only member that people know about is, what's her name? Hani, because of her variety show stuff. But the whole band is great. Their vocals are always on point. And Ellie is a fantastic female rapper. One of the best I've heard. And Hot Pink is fun. Another summer banger. Like, roll down your windows to it. It's amazing. And it kind of does everything that you want in a K-pop song. Like, the rapping's good. There's nice harmonies. There's the build-up and the drop. It's good. Good EXID. Next is Red Velvet, Automatic, from the Ice Cream Cake album, 2015. Now, Automatic was their first, I think, real song to show their Velvet side, because if you don't know Red Velvet, they have the Red side, which is their more poppy stuff, and the Velvet side, which is their more, like, R&B, slow song, sensual kind of sound. And Automatic was the first one of the Velvet side. And it's good, like, it's slow, like, that's another baby making song, Automatic. Like, their harmonies, their vocals, so good. No rap in this one, but, man, like, Automatic is, like, you have candles on in your room, like, it's kind of, it's dark, you got the candles going, it smells nice, like roses, and maybe, like, jasmine and peony. You're eating some dark chocolate in bed, and, like, you got someone beside you, and they're, like, doing their thing, you know what I mean? Like, really the only song of Red Velvet that I like, personally. Like, Ice Cream Cake's okay, but, like, Dum Dum, eh. Like, eh. And their other stuff is, like, But Automatic by Red Velvet, that's very good. Next, kind of an older one. Miss A, Hush, from the Hush album. I don't know what it is about Hush, but it does something to me where I just want to dance, you know? even though it's kind of slower, it has another like big pickup in like the chorus and it goes back down again. I don't know. There's something about that roller coaster ride sound that makes me very happy. And I appreciate Miss A. I don't know what happened to them. Don't follow them at all. But I do know that Hush is a very good song. That's all I know. Next, Taemin off of his Press It album of 2016, Soldier. Man, you want a heart-wrenching song? You want a song to play at a funeral? You play Soldier. Like, Taemin does a great job at being emotional in his songs. It's a ballad. It's a sad ballad if you look up the lyrics. Honestly, he stole my heart with this song. And not in like the "oh, I love you, Taemin" like way. He stole my heart with the emotion. And it's like I feel for Taemin in that particular song because it's like, wow, I resonate with this so much. In wanting to protect someone to the point where you would do anything for them. It's a very emotional song. It's a ballad. Highly recommend if you like it. If you're in a sad mood, go ahead, cry it out with Taemin singing in your ear with his sweet melodies and vocals. He's just amazing. Anyways, next, keeping on the shiny train is Shinee's Tell Me What to Do from the One of One album, 2016. Tell Me What to Do has to be one of my favorite Shinee songs. Aesthetic wise, the music video is very nice. But song wise, it gets stuck in your head. Like, tell me what to do. Like, that part of the chorus will just get stuck in your head all day. And even though it sounds kind of sad, like, I wouldn't say sad, but kind of more somber sounding, it has very high pop undertones. And it sounds kind of happy, kind of sad, kind of somewhere in the middle. And it's Shiny. Like, Shiny has not released a bad song. Like, I can't think of one. Like, I've liked all of Shiny's songs, everything that they've produced, everything that they've come out with. I've never been disappointed by Shiny, ever. And that's very hard to say for me as a K-pop stan. Like, because I've been disappointed by EXO. Ooh, I've been disappointed by EXO. Like, Coco Bop with that nasty beat drop. The do-no-no-no-no-no. No. Coco Bop can go hide somewhere else. Like, everything off the other, like, that album, the Coco Bop album, every other song but Coco Bop on that album is good. But if they, SM should not have made that the title track or the MV song, I'm just saying. Because Coco Bop was not that good. Sorry. And I mean, BTS kind of disappointed me with Idol too. Like, yeah, cool, but it was just kind of, I wasn't impressed with it. And then they had to do the Nicki Minaj release too, and I was like, ugh. Like, she doesn't even go here. She doesn't fit with this song. You know? Like, I don't know. But Shiny has never released a bad song. Never. Like, I've always liked Shiny's songs. Like, I don't have a complaint at all with Shiny. Anyways, Tell Me What to Do. Shiny. Great song. Next is Vixa. Voodoo Doll from the Voodoo album in 2013. Another old one. But almost like with Shiny, I've almost never been disappointed by a Vix song. Vix releases some good stuff, and Vix gets slept on so much, and Vix needs more recognition. Like, Concept Kings, where you at? Vocal Kings, where you at? Like, N, oh my god. N has one of the best vocal voices in K-pop. Like, he surprises me every time. But Voodoo Doll, it's edgy and dark and hard-hitting, kind of like, if I was to describe it, it's like that My Chemical Romance sound, but like not as rock, more kind of poppy. But that music video, they all look like little emo boys, and I love them all so much. But Voodoo Doll. Oh, and if you are gonna watch the Voodoo Doll MV, please be careful. There is gore and there's spiders, and it just kind of gets a little gross sometimes. So, beware. And the last song on my list is Blackpink's Playing With Fire, released in 2016. Now, a lot of blanks are probably going to come after me, but Blackpink in general, I am not impressed with. I'm just going to say that out loud right now. I do not like Blackpink that much. Like, besides this one song, I am not into them. Boombayah was eh. Like, meh. I liked Lisa's rap part. Like, that part of the song was great. But for the entire song, just eh. Doo Doo Doo, I didn't like. Come After Me, but I did not like that song at all. It was just, in my opinion. I'm just not impressed with them in general. As far as I'm aware, they don't even have an album. Like, whatever entertainment they're under. YG? Are they under YG? I think they are. But YG doesn't know how to promote idols. And I feel bad for the girls because, like, Lisa's a great rapper. And Jisoo has very great vocals, so I've found. And Rosé is great in Playing With Fire, too. And Jenny is just really cute and adorable. But I feel bad that they're under YG. If they were under somewhere, another company that would actually make them expand their sound and their diversity in music, I would appreciate them a lot more. But Playing With Fire is really the only song I like. And I like it because of the beat. The dance is really cool. And I like the vocals in that song. So yeah. Blackpink, Playing With Fire, the only Blackpink song I will probably ever like unless they do something extraordinary in the future. But yeah, those are the K-pop songs that are always on repeat. I'm gonna go back to drinking my wine, and I can't wait to make the next podcast for you lovelies, okay? Bye!